From Ballymoney in County Antrim, we present Let the Bible Speak. It's good to have you with us today as we spend 15 minutes around the Word of God, preaching Christ in all His fullness. And this is Leslie Curran saying hello and welcome to the program. It's good to have you joining us once again, and I hope you'll stay with us and hear God's precious truth. Letting the Bible Speak today is the Reverend James Porter, and he'll be turning our attention to John's Gospel chapter 7, verses 37 and 38. In the last day, that great day of the feast, Jesus stood and cried, saying, If any man thirst, let him come unto me and drink. He that believeth on me, as the Scripture hath said, out of his belly shall flow rivers of living water. But before we hear the message, let's take just a few moments and listen to these words in song.
Bible reading for today is from John chapter 7, verses 37 and 38, and it says, In the last day, the great day of the feast, Jesus stood and cried, saying, If any man thirst, let him come unto me. And he that believeth on me, as the Scripture hath said, out of his belly shall flow rivers of living water. The Lord Jesus spoke these words at Jerusalem, and the occasion was on the last day of the Feast of Tabernacles. He was telling the people to come to him, to have the spiritual need of their hearts and souls met in Christ. And in fact, it was a call or invitation for the people to come to him for salvation. Now, this morning, there are three things I want to share with you from this invitation to come to Christ for salvation. Notice the case supposed. The Lord says, if any man thirst, now bodily thirst is most painful to the frame of mortal man. And if bodily thirst is painful, then how much more painful is spiritual thirst? The thirst of the soul who realizes that they are in danger of eternal ruin, who realizes that their sins are unforgiven, who knows that they are unprepared to meet God after death. This is the most awful kind of thirst, and it is this thirst that the Lord is referring to when he says, If any man thirst. This was the kind of thirst the Jews had when Peter preached at Pentecost in Acts chapter 2, verse 37. The Bible says, Now when they heard this, they were pricked in their heart and said unto Peter and to the rest of the apostles, Men and brethren, what shall we do? Their conscience was awakened by the Holy Spirit. They were wanting to get right with God. And it has been the same for all of God's people who have tasted God's salvation. There has been a hunger, a thirst, a desire within their soul to have their sins forgiven and to have a right relationship with God. There has been a longing to be sure of heaven when they die. If you ever read the life story of John Bunyan, the author of that great Christian classic, Pilgrim's Progress, you will see that in his own life there was a great quest to get right with God. There was a thirst within his soul for abundant life that truly satisfies. And so it is with all who come to know Christ. Is this the case with you today? Are you longing to know God in a right way? Are you desirous to have your sins forgiven, to be sure of a home in heaven? If that's your case, then praise God for such a thirst within your soul, for it is God the Holy Spirit that has given you such a hunger. You know, universities and schools may impart knowledge and degrees, but they cannot make a man feel the weight of his sin. Only God can do this. Oh, to realize your need as a sinner before God, to have an appetite to be right with God, is the ABC of saving Christianity. And there is hope for you in the gospel if this is your case today. Job chapter 33, verses 27 and 28, it speaks there of God taking note of any who acknowledge their sin before him. And it says, "He looketh upon men. And if any say, I have sinned, he will deliver his soul from going into the pit." There we read of how there is deliverance for the one who knows they are a sinner and that they have done wrong. Is this how it is with you? Then the Lord is speaking to you and about you when he says here in John chapter 7 verse 37, "If any man thirst." Notice secondly the remedy proposed. Now the Savior's words, "Let him come unto me and drink," highlight this remedy. Here we see how the remedy for the thirsty soul is simple, for even a little child knows what it is to drink. But although this remedy is simple, it is rich in spiritual meaning, for it solves the problem of how a man can find peace with God. When Christ uttered these words, he was telling his hearers that he was the fountain of living water. Just as God provided the rock in the wilderness for to supply Israel with water when they thirsted, so too he has given Christ to provide a great salvation for lost and ruined sinners. In Christ the sinner can find pardon, absolution, mercy, grace, peace, rest, relief, comfort and hope for their soul in heaven. This rich provision Christ has purchased for the sinner by his death upon the cross, by the shedding of his precious blood. 1 Peter 3 verse 18 says, "For Christ also hath once suffered for sins, the just for the unjust, that he might bring us to God. And it's because of what he has done on the cross that Christ says to you who are a thirsty soul, come unto me and drink." Just as you go to the doctor when you're ill, and so you who are to go to Christ to have the need of your soul met. If you are to have deliverance from your sins, then it is to Christ you must come. Simply coming to a church service is not enough. It is not enough to be baptized or go to the communion table. No, you must go past all these things and have personal dealings with Christ if you are to be delivered from the burden of your sins. Everything else in religion is worthless as far as the salvation of your soul is concerned if you do not come to Christ. Just as it was only Christ who could raise Lazarus from the dead, so only the Lord Jesus Christ can deliver you from your sin. The Bible says in Acts 4 verse 12, "Neither is there salvation in any other, for there is none other name under heaven given amongst men whereby you must be saved." You must come to Christ in simple faith, confessing your sin to him, trusting alone in the merits of his finished work upon the cross to forgive your sins and to save your soul. Please realize that faith in Christ is something that God demands and commands if you are to be saved. 1 John 3 verse 23 says, "And this is his commandment, that we should believe on the name of his Son, Jesus Christ." The Bible says, "For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life." This is what you must do if you are to be saved. Charlotte Elliot, the hymn writer, penned the words, "Just as I am, without one plea, but that thy blood was shed for me, and that thou bidst me come to thee, O Lamb of God, I come." She came by faith to Christ for salvation, and so must you. This is the remedy proposed for the thirsty sinner. But finally, notice the promise offered to all who come to Christ. Verse 38 of John chapter 7 says, here Christ is speaking, He that believeth on me, as the scripture hath said, out of his belly shall flow rivers of living water. 2 Peter talks about the exceeding great and precious promises of God. Well, here is one such promise. Man's promises are never sure, but here is a promise that shall be fulfilled for all who come to Christ. This is because the Lord is almighty. He never changes, and nothing or no one can prevent him from doing what he has said. James 1 verse 17 tells us of God, with whom is no variableness, neither shadow of turning. Now this promise of living water concerns the Holy Spirit that enters a man's heart once he is saved. Verse 39 of this chapter says, "This spake he of the Spirit, which they that believe on him should receive." And whenever a person trusts Christ, then by the witness of the Holy Spirit within their heart, they know that they have pardon for sin, hope of eternal life, and peace with God. And this is what the Lord will do for you the moment you trust him. All your sins will be forgiven. Acts 13 verse 39 says, "By him all that believe are justified from all things." You will receive eternal life in heaven. The Bible says the gift of God is eternal life through Jesus Christ our Lord. Romans 6 verse 23. "Also you will have peace with God." The Bible says, "Therefore being justified by faith, we have peace with God through our Lord Jesus Christ." Romans chapter 5 verse 1. But then this promise in John 7 verse 38 tells how this living water will flow out as rivers to all our places. Verse 38 says, "Out of his belly shall flow rivers of living water." And this shows how the person who is saved will be a blessing to others by their life. The Bible says, "None of us liveth to himself." Once we are saved by our words, by our life, our actions and deeds, we can be a blessing to others and be the means that God may even use to draw them to Christ. This is how it was with the woman at the well in John chapter 4, verses 29 and 30. She said, "Come, see a man which told me all things that ever I did. Is not this the Christ?" Then they went out of the village and came unto him. The story is told of a family of 10 children. One of the daughters got saved and stood alone at first for God and her family. But before she died, she saw both her parents and all her sisters and brothers converted to Christ. She was one that was an influence that God was to use even in the conversion of her loved ones. Is it your desire to be a blessing to your home and family? Do you long to be a blessing to your church and community? Then seek Christ for the salvation of your soul. Get right with God, and the promise is that out of your belly shall flow rivers of living water. How sweet it is to know that all is well with your soul. Praise God, it can be so, for Christ says, "If any man thirst, let him come unto me and drink." This day I urge you to come to Christ and be saved. Thank you for listening, and may God bless you.
You've been listening to Let the Bible Speak, coming from Ballymoney, County Antrim. We count it a privilege to bring the gospel of Christ to you in all its biblical fullness, and I trust you've enjoyed today's program. If you've been challenged, encouraged, or helped in any way, we'd like to hear from you. Our mailing address is Let the Bible Speak, Ballymoney, County Antrim, BT 53 6PE. Let the Bible Speak, Ballymoney, County Antrim, BT 53 6PE. Thank you for listening today. Don't forget that we're on air here each weekday morning, Monday to Friday. So do remember to join us at this same time as we Let the Bible Speak.